Well, first of all, I think the major highlight is that a figure has been put to the death toll in the country. At the moment, the researchers say it is 380,000. If you read the researcher what the researchers wrote at the London School of Hygiene, they say this is a very conservative figure, meaning that it could be more. The other thing, the key takeaway is that it is really sad that it took a long time to actually put a figure to this death toll, and the absence of which, of course, served to sanitize the horrors of the war and minimize its drastic effects. Its stymied effective lobbying with the officials for more assistance, humanitarian assistance, and efforts to stop the war, because they could not feel it. There was no death figure to it. Now that we have that, I hope it changes the scenario drastically.
As enough project, what do you say about this figure? Do you agree with this report somehow, or do you agree with it totally?
I do agree with it. I just think that it is not the total number. It doesn't reflect the total number of people killed. It is an estimate, and even the researchers acknowledge that it is a conservative figure, meaning they don't have all the information about the number of people who have died in the war. It could be more than that. My guess is that it is more than this.
And then, how significant is this report, you think?
I think, like I said before, when the death toll was not put was not outlined, what happened was that it served to sanitize the horrors of the war. It's like, okay, you're talking about an accident, but there are no people who have been hurt or killed in the accident. So it doesn't carry that much weight when you say something and you don't have a figure. Now that you have a figure, you can now argue. One can argue convincingly that look, there is a figure to this war. There are a number of people who have died, and this is what you need to do. Before this figure was made available, I think that when we in the advocacy community reach out to policymakers to sort of ask them to push policies that, for instance, allow for more humanitarian assistance, for holding people accountable for the violence, and for putting more effort to stop the war, that was a very abstract thing, because there wasn't anyone dying from the war in a significant way in that could convince policymakers. Now that we have these figures, it makes the case stronger to argue for more humanitarian assistance, to argue for more reason to hold the perpetrators of the violence accountable, for more reason to have an arms embargo to stop the violence, for more reason to put more effort to have a conclusive, holistic peace that addresses the core issues behind this conflict. This is the significance of this report.
Well, when you look at the report, I didn't read it fully, but from the page I flipped through, they're saying the figure mentioned on the report does not mean that all the people died actually due to the war, the 5 years war in South Sudan. the report says close to 190,000 people actually died of the violence, and then the rest could be due to lack of medical care, maternal mortality rate, and perhaps other causes. That figure of 190,000, do you think that is the right estimate?
I think that when you look at the viciousness of the war, it could be more than that. But suffice to say that the other figures that you mentioned, these are also, I think, what you call war-induced figures. They came as a result of the war. War robs the country of the resources that should be directed to building roads, to building hospitals, to improving agriculture, and so that's what you have there. Of course, war and corruption; those are two twin evils in South Sudan, working hand in hand. And so, yes, the figures are still 190,000 is still very conservative, I think. I think when you look at the direct result of the war in terms of the viciousness with which it unfolded across many parts in South Sudan, I think it should be more than that.